Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a PSYOPs campaign going on in California schools, and now we are there to help the teachers that are facing this assault. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, the minute you say California schools, it's kind of a hint that there's something wrong there. You know, you have a governor who's just pushing all these different agendas, which is horrible, but the public schools, they've got a Marxist ideological test in order to continue teaching in this elementary school in California?
Yes. In fact, what we have are teachers that we are now representing in the California school system. And they were forced to take a Marxist ideological test in order to continue teaching at the Enterprise Elementary School District in California. These teachers were ordered to take a cultural re-education course on, quote, queer theory, close quote. That's their term. They had to pass an ideological test proving they affirm queer theory, and they had to write an 800-word essay on how they will implement that queer theory in the classroom.
Wait a minute. So kids are having trouble learning how to read and write, but they have to know about queer theory?
Yeah, so they're...
What is that?
It's this whole idea that God made a mistake. You may be born in the wrong body. Instead of being created in the image of God, how God created you, you can recreate yourself in your own image, and therefore... This whole idea of gender is fluid. It's in your mind. You can be whatever you want to. You can be male, female, combination of both, neither, whoever knows whatever, because there's over 100 different pronouns you can use. You can refer to yourself as plural, even though you're an individual. You know, you can refer to yourself as they, even though you're a he or she. It's all this nonsense. It's the total deconstruction of how God created the universe, how God created you and I in his image, male or female.
Marxist Utopia. This sounds like the book that we read in high school, 1984.
Yeah, so it's basically a 1920s psychological warfare program that's now being deployed in the California schools. So if you look at it, it's Marxism, plain and simple, complete with online re-education camps and ideological tests. But instead of being sent and taking place in Siberia, those who refuse to affirm the agenda simply lose their jobs or their livelihoods. So it's worse than having a teacher sit in a classroom and listen to this so-called queer theory nonsense and then, you know, bite their tongue, hold their, you know, response, and then walk out and do whatever they want to do. They are asking these teachers to affirm what's being taught to them. And they have to write an essay on how they will implement what they are taught. So say, for example, you've got all these different pronouns and you've got these kids that they want to lie to about how they can change their quote unquote gender, like they change their hair color or clothes. And now you as a teacher that has Christian moral values, you can't just simply listen to it, let it go in one ear and out the other. You've got to write an 800-word essay about what you learned and how you will implement queer theory in your classroom. If you are not saying the right words, you will be terminated. I mean, that is Marxist re-education. So in the early 20th century, there was a Marxist leader, George Lucas. And he tried to take over Hungary. But the majority Christian citizens of that country were revolted by his anti-Christian stance and ran him out of the country. So he moved to Germany, and in 1923, he created a PSYOPs psychological warfare program at Germany's Goethe University designed to destroy Western civilization and remake it into a Marxist utopia.
Wow. Well, apparently he was not excited about his failure in Hungary, so his group made no bones about what he and his comrades were doing. Their stated intent was to unabashedly promote cultural terrorism tactics to destroy Marxism's biggest obstacle, which is Christians.
Yeah. So by 1933, the group moved to New York. And then they became connected with Columbia University and renamed their project the Frankfurt School. And their warped ideas, were pushed now into the institutions of art, media, jurisprudence, psychology, and especially education. They wrote openly about undermining Christianity and family units by promoting sexual immorality and deviancy, which is what we now refer to historically as the sexual revolution of the 1960s. And specifically, they targeted the educational system to influence teachers into promoting their theories, which came to be known as critical theory and therefore also queer theory.
You know, and I know we're helping the representing the teachers, but can you imagine these children go home and tell their parents we're studying queer theory in school, in elementary school?
Yeah, so, you know, fast forward now to 2026.
I don't think that would go over well.
You got
well.
The California schools, and they're the Pied Pipers of this cultural Marxism queer theory. So the queer theory methodology in the 20th century now seeks to tear down any morality associated with human sexuality by targeting K-12 children. These days, it accomplishes the same means that was originally designed by pretending that boys can be girls and that sex isn't sacred and that Christian churches and parents are all the enemy oppressors of children. Wow. So this is what's going on. And if you remember Columbia was known as the teaching college. So when you wanted to go into teaching, you would go to Columbia undergraduate or particularly the graduate school. Columbia got infested with this Marxist queer theory ideology, and Columbia became this go-to place to get an education, to advance in the educational realm and get your master's degree. That's how a lot of this became infested in the educational system. They went into K-12, they went into college, universities, graduate schools, doctoral schools, professional schools, and it all started with this Marxist revolutionary idea. So, you know, really, when you look at this whole idea, go back to Kinsey in the 1940s, 1948 and 1953. He has two books. He hated God, so he wanted to abolish the very notion of God. He hated Judeo-Christian morality, which is founded in objective transcendent truth in the Bible. And so he created this idea that was part of the queer theory, Marxist revolutionary idea, in order to destroy God in the people's minds, to ultimately obliterate the very notion that there is a God who created us. You start with deconstructing human sexuality and Judeo-Christian morality, and you take all the parameters off of it. Gender is an artificial construct. It's only in your mind. You can do whatever you want to. You can do whatever you want. In fact, any limitation, Kinsey said, any limitation, any restriction that you might have, any moral restraint that you might have, was harmful. And what was beneficial is not having any moral restraint. Really, in what reality, that was a satanic view. That was a satanic lie from the pit of hell. Taking what God created as sacred, taking God's creation as male and female, totally abolishing it. And when you do that, when the creature becomes the creator, creating yourself in your own image, what happens? In your mind, in your worldview, you displace God. Because God, and the fact that there is a God, is the ultimate anchor for our values, and it is the ultimate impediment to these Marxist ideologies. And so that's why all this, I think, is happening. So pastors, people in the mm-hmm. church, you've got to speak on this. this is not something that you avoid. This is core Christian, Judeo-Christian biblical values. That's why this is such an important issue. That's why this is an issue that is really the tip of the spear. That's why there is a zero-sum game. That's why the LGBTQ agenda will not coexist with Christian, Judeo-Christian values, because you are the safety wall. You're the firewall that protects these Judeo-Christian values and our children.
And you know, what's important to remember is that we all stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and give an account to what we have done and said. And Kinsey, sadly, with all of his perversion, had to do that, as well as everyone else. So, you know, you can't deny God and have a good ending.
Absolutely. So we're out there continuing to take the torch, take the battle, and stand for these transcendent truths. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.